Good morning, everybody. We greet you from the Bayfront in St. Petersburg. It is the Saturday morning market 15th anniversary, and for the St. Pete Run Fest, the very first event here over this weekend of November the 18th and 19th. This morning, we are in an extended portion of the Saturday morning market, which is the St. Pete Run Festival area. Several rows of vendors and booths, and we're going to talk to a number of these folks as we move through the festival on the Al Lang Stadium parking lot, right next to Al Lang Stadium, the home of the Rowdies, as well as the Mahaffey, the Marina, Albert Whitted Park. It's just a gorgeous place to be on a outstanding Saturday morning. And we're standing in front of an interesting booth called Vice Cream. And I'm quite fascinated by what this may be about. The booth next door to Radio St. Pete is called Vice Cream, and your motto is Live Life, Dig In. Tell me about Vice Cream.
It is unapologetic, indulgent, real ice cream. So everyone's got to have a vice, you know, be healthy, run, do all of that, and, you know, grab a pint of ice cream once in a while and enjoy and indulge.
Absolutely. Well, maybe the idea is just to eat a little bit less and really enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. And it is, you know, premium ingredients, so you've got to try one. Very creamy, lots of mix-ins, so brownies and cookie dough and toffee and peanut butter. And it's available at Publix, so we're new. So, yeah, head out to your local Publix. It's in all Publix locations. So,
are you a St. Pete company? Or
no,
you
are not. We're out of the Northeast.
Just arriving. Whereabouts?
Just arriving. Up in the Boston area.
Oh, terrific.
So, but we are new here, so we're excited to be here and get everyone to try the ice cream and get it at Publix.
Right. Well, welcome to St. Pete.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful morning.
It absolutely is. Always is. Great place to live.
Vice Cream. There you have it. New brand, available at Publix. Live Life. .dig in. Nothing but outstanding ice cream. Let's chat with the folks at Fit to Run. We are live on RadioSt.Pete.com. Fit to Run occupied a formerly historic, well, it is a historic building.
We're making more history there right now.
That's a good answer. Good answer. Fit to Run, obviously the perfect vendor to be at the St. Pete Run Fest event. Tell us what you have here and tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure, yeah. Well, we're a Florida-based company.
And your name is?
My name is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
I'm here with Kit and Gabe.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Gabe is our store manager, so he might be able to tell you a little bit more.
Great. Well, tell us about what you have on display. You have some wonderful shoes.
Yeah, so displayed here at our tent at St. Pete Run Fest is some of the latest and greatest in the footwear world of run specialty. So anywhere from a brand called On, which is a Swiss-engineered shoe, straight from Switzerland, and, you know, just some really comfortable shoes, but mostly we're out here trying to engage with the community, let them know about the different runs that we host from our store. We have a free turkey trot that's the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday out of Three Daughters. So it's going to be a free community event followed by some free beer and food afterwards. But just looking forward to interacting with the community out here today.
Well, this is an opportunity to talk about some of the other runs you do throughout the year out of Fit to Run.
Oh, yeah. So we have a free weekly run out of the store. So every Tuesday night out of St. Pete, out of our store, Fit to Run, it's every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. It's a free community run open to all people of different levels, paces. The route, it's a 5K all along the waterfront. So it's a beautiful route. Great amount of people come out. Every now and then we'll have different vendors out demoing out different products. So get a chance to run with some of the latest and greatest without having to commit to buy to it first.
I guess you're got to be pretty excited about the fact that there's another major running event that has returned. It's been several years since we had the last running event of this kind, but I know you're pretty happy to have St. Pete Run Fest here.
Yeah, it's about time that they brought the race back to downtown St. Pete.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, we've talked to Ryan Jordan several times and gotten the story on this, and we may again this morning, but kind of cool that they've been putting on events such as this all over the country, happened to live, you know, essentially down the street, and they woke up one morning and said, why don't we just do one here?
What better place than the beautiful St. Pete for a race?
So, cool thing is St. Pete Run Fest being run by local folks who just happen to love St. Pete. Well, Fit to Run, you have a website, I'm sure, fittorun.com?
Yep, fittorun.com. You can also check our personal page out on Facebook and Instagram. You'll be kept up to date with any events that we might be having from the store.
Terrific. Fit to Run, downtown St. Petersburg, very visible location. The Turkey Trot locally is coming up on Wednesday, Three Daughters Brewing. Run starts at 6:30, and if you happen to be over 21, the first beer is free. That sounds like a deal. Great. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Right. Urban Gypsies on RadioSt.Pete.com, live from the St. Pete Run Fest, first annual event at the Saturday Morning Market here at the Al Lang Stadium parking lot in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Could not be a more gorgeous day. Let's kind of stroll over here and meet the folks from St. Pete Threads.
Hi.
St. Pete Threads, we are live on RadioSt.Pete.com and wow, you have quite a collection of St. Pete logoed threads.
Yeah. So we have about 50 different styles of shirts that all have St. Pete woven into them somehow. So it's a lot of the different favorite things. We've got a St. Pete Rocks shirt for all those Painted Rocks fans. Mm-hmm. We've got the famous Paris, London, Tokyo, St. Pete shirt.
Terrific.
We've got, of course, the shuffleboard represented, the custom storm drain. We've got, for all our favorite craft brewery fans, the Drink Local shirts.
Wow.
That's Keep St. Pete Lit. We represent a lot of the nonprofits in the area and make shirts for them. So.
And you are, I'm sorry.
My name is Andy, and I work with St. Pete Threads.
Great, terrific.
Yeah. We've also got the official RunFest merchandise booth over here as well, so we were working with them on all their merch.
You take a credit card, I assume.
We take credit cards, lots of them.
Well, maybe during the break I'll be back
to do
a little shopping.
Thanks
terrific.
Thanks for stopping by.
Well, what a great event. This is, the 15th anniversary of the market. And beyond that, it's like doubled in size today.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's just incredible.
There are so many vendors here today. It's amazing.
Yeah
it looks
And temperature in the 70s.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah. Well, how long has St. Pete Threads been around, and who had the idea?
I think it's been around for about 4 years. We're a digital agency down in St. Pete called Big C, and we decided to start making shirts that we enjoy wearing. So we help local artists and nonprofits sort of have a platform to sell their shirts as well. So we give money back to the nonprofits, money goes back to the artists, and we just give them a forum to do so.
And I see these down at St. Pete's store.
Yep. We sell a lot of shirts at the St. Pete's store. We've got shirts at Marion's. We've got a lot of the running shirts we made are now at some of the running stores in the area. So we partner with wholesale and retailers as well.
Great.
Yeah.
St. Pete's store, of course, is the store at the St. Pete Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
terrific. St. Pete Threads here at Saturday Morning Market. Thank you. Yeah. Let us say good morning. We are live on RadioSt.Pete.com. The Bod Pod Body Composition Analysis. Who would like to speak for you guys? Take it away. And you are?
I'm Morgan Babbitt, and I'm with New Way Health and Fitness. We're based out of Palm Harbor, and we do body composition analysis. We have a machine called the Bod Pod, and it will measure your body composition. It'll let you know what your lean muscle mass is, what your body fat percentage is, and it also lets you know how many calories your body needs. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
And it's not based on a chart. It's based off of what the machine is reading, so it's what your body needs. And it's 99.9% accurate. Yes.
How much of a delta is there between maximum and minimum calories, for example? What kind of range is there?
It's completely dependent on the person. Everybody's body is different. There is no range.
And the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn.
The more muscle you have, the more calories you'll burn.
That may not be a big problem for me, so I'm on the low end, I would imagine. And we're spinning a wheel here.
Yes, we have a wheel here, so if people want to come and spin the wheel, they can get discounted rates on a bod pod scan.
Folks can reach you through your website or Facebook page?
Absolutely, our Facebook page, website, we have Instagram, run all major social media outlets.
Okay, it's a new way for health and fitness, the body composition analysis featuring the bod pod.
Bod pod, yes, exactly.
Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning on Radio St. Pete.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Doug with the Runner Stickers.
Great. The Runner Sticker Company.
Yes. Okay. We have all the way from 00 for the runners that go out and support our runners, all the way from there, all the way up to 100-mile runner, and everything in between.
Wow. So this is a company.
This is a company called therunnerstickers.com.
Amazing. Is this your idea?
It is my idea. Yeah, we count. One of our specialty things is we count your marathons, we count your half marathons. If you ran 100 marathons, we have a sticker that's sent 26.2 times 100.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you based here?
We are based out of Orlando.
Okay. Terrific.
Yes, and we travel all over the country selling these. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. We get to meet a lot of nice people, and we enjoy ourselves. How could you not on a beautiful day like today, right?
Absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're happy to see this new event, a major running event sort of returning to St. Petersburg,
sure.
But a couple of local guys here making it happen across the country and here in St. Pete.
It's great. Glad to have and glad to be here.
Okay. Well, check them out at therunnerstickers.com. Live on RadioSt.Pete.com in front of a booth for the Best Damn Race Series. And there are some races coming up that folks might want to know about. And you are, sir.
Sure. Hey, I'm Nick Zivlich. I'm the owner and founder of Best Damn Race.
Great. Okay, so you're the race promoter. And let's talk about some of your races coming up here in Florida and the Southeast.
Sure, yeah. We do races in multiple markets. Our Florida races are Jacksonville, Safety Harbor, and Orlando. And we just recently launched this past year, New Orleans in Louisiana.
And the race information is at bestdamnrace.com?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. And we're out here at the St. Pete Run Fest. Hoping they wish them luck on their inaugural year. And we're signing people up. If anyone wants to come down, it's $5 off registration plus a goodie.
Terrific, okay. Yeah. And so is this a normal thing in the racing community to move around and be at everybody else's races because it's a race community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a strong running and race community. So, you know, they were at my race back in June promoting their race, which is this weekend. And we kind of just hop around the Kearney circuit, if you will, and promote our races and help out the running community.
Great. Terrific. You can, again, find the website at bestdamnrace.com and hear about the January 13th race in Jacksonville, February 3rd, right here in Pinellas County at Safety Harbor, March 3rd in Orlando, and March 25th in New Orleans, Louisiana. BestDamnRace.com. There you go. There is Mr. Jenkins and Jenkins Law. We spoke a few weeks ago, and you are here.
We sure are. Thank you very much for having us and coming out and supporting our tent.
Mr. Jenkins of Jenkins Law. Criminal DUI personal injury lawyer at JenkinsLawPL.com in St. Petersburg. Is it a coincidence that you're orange and you're right next door to Orange Therapy?
I don't think it's a coincidence, but maybe the universe trying to throw some good signs to all the runners that are going to come out here and run this race. Which, well, by the way, we prepared the most essential things that runners are going to need. So if people come by and show us their race bib, we have water bottles, we have sunscreen, and a chance to win a visit to one of our local sports chiropractors, so when they're not feeling a little sore after that race, to be able to come and support a local charity and get some cool things.
Absolutely. Jim Ching.
That's correct.
That's right.
And you practice law, so talk a little bit about that.
Well, when I'm not out here running and passing out things to the great people of St. Petersburg, I usually have to wear a suit, and what I try to do is help citizens on any matters involving a personal injury claim or going to the courthouse and helping people who may have had a traffic citation or may have made one silly mistake that's only a speed bump on the road of life.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. And why would you be involved in a running event such as St. Pete Run Fest?
One of the reasons that we are involved in the St. Pete Run Fest is because my wife and I find ourselves, even from when we graduated law school, always running 5Ks, half marathons, and marathons, and a lot of the racing communities actually supported us to be able to get to where we are now, specifically helping get our name out there, and once in a while even referring us, one of their friends, to be able to help out. Yeah. So this is a way that we can give back to the community that has supported us to get to where we are now as a husband-wife legal team.
Right. Well, Jim Jenkins of Jenkins Law PL in St. Petersburg has a orange booth across from Power Crunch, really in the last row, but you've got a waterfront view.
Yeah, it's a little better view than my house or my office, so I might need to hang out here more often than in the courthouse.
Yeah, right out the back of the booth, there's a family on a beautiful sailboat just making its way out of the marina, part of the St. Pete Yacht Club Sailing Center, which is right here. A number of sailboats out on Tampa Bay on this glorious, glorious morning. Thanks to Jim Jenkins. His motto is Justice, Liberty, Jenkins Law, Criminal DUI, Personal Injury. You can find out more at JenkinsLawPL.com. Really interested to talk a little bit about cryotherapy. Are you the cryo? And your name, sir?
Alex.
Alex, good to meet you. Alex, you are my next door neighbor here at Radio St. Petersburg. I have read a little bit about this, but a lot of our listeners will have no idea what cryotherapy is, so maybe you can explain.
Yeah, no, cryotherapy is a new... It's a new method of recovery, personal recovery, for pain management after a workout. If you're feeling any ailments, it helps everybody. So we target 16 years and up. Okay. Anybody can use it. And if you're feeling any pain, if people with fibromyalgia, cervical cancer, people that have after a workout, people that can't get up, veterans that are hurt, it just helps with the back problems, knee problems, leg problems. Mm-hmm. So everybody's hurting somewhere.
Wow. Okay.
So this helps, and it's only 3 minutes.
Okay, so essentially you go into a freezer?
Yeah, it's a cold chamber, and liquid nitrogen cools it down to negative 190 degrees. Uh-huh. We lower the body temperature a little bit, and it just helps with the personal recovery of your body. So it helps with your immune system, and it promotes white blood cells growth around your whole body, and it's a targeted method of recovery.
Right. And this was developed elsewhere, I assume? And
it was developed in Japan fibromyalgia in the 70s. But Europe has been treating all their athletes. The Buccaneers have three machines that the Bucks go into it every day. And we help out with the Rowdies, the Tampa Bay Lightning. We have a lot of people that come in every day just to recover. Just a personal recovery. It takes 3 minutes in and out. So anybody can do it.
EliteBodyCryotherapy.com. That's EliteBodyCryotherapy.com is the website. And I guess you'll find there a full explanation of all of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. The website has a bunch of videos. Dr. Oz, Tony Robbins promote it. Yeah. And people can see what it is, how it is, and the contraindications. Some people can't do it if they have any heart conditions, with the PAP machine. There's certain restrictions on it because this lowers your blood pressure a little bit. But 98% of the people can do it.
Wow, very interesting. Well, very nice to meet you, and nice to share the space with you.
Yeah, no, same here. Appreciate it.
Be sure to check out the website, Elite Body Cryotherapy, CRYOtherapy.com. Very interesting. All kinds of new technology around, back to normal physical therapy right next to the cryotherapy booth. And we'll get down and I'm going to walk through and say hi to these folks. We are live on RadioSt.Pete.com. Awesome. Who would like to talk?
I would love to talk.
And your name is?
I'm Lisa Chase.
Hi, Lisa. Nice to meet you.
The owner of Back to Normal Physical Therapy.
And Back to Normal, we have spoken before, but
you have.
Let's talk about...
Yeah, so we're a physical therapy and wellness studio. Mm-hmm. We're right in downtown St. Pete. Mm-hmm. We offer a variety of services from if you have an injury, we will help you get back very quickly.
Yeah.
We have massage, we have Pilates, yoga, nutrition. Mm-hmm. We really kind of take a look at the whole entire person and try to give them everything that they need, from recovering from an injury to just living their best life.
Right.
And here at the St. Pete Run Fest, we're going to be doing the recovery zone. So anybody who is running, we find the most important thing is to recover after the race. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have the recovery zone right at the finish line. We're going to have our Beamer therapy, mm-hmm. which is a pulse wave therapy, which helps to increase microcirculation,
yep.
helps to make that exchange of the oxygen and the nutrients, helps those sore muscles yep. feel better.
Yeah.
We're going to have some redox technology, again, helps with cellular repair. So mm-hmm. when runners are running, especially a half marathon, they're breaking down muscle tissue. So we want to speed that recovery so they don't have muscle soreness. And we're going to have massage. We're going to have probably about 12 massage therapists there. They can come in and get a free flush of their legs because their legs are going to be really stiff and sore after the run. And we'll have some nutritional therapy as well there.
Plenty to look forward to.
Totally. We're really looking forward to it. So come on down and check it out.
Well, I was about to say that we'd met, but we actually interviewed you over the phone.
You that's did? Why, that's oh, why, that's why. Okay, we did that.
I was standing here saying, okay, we've had this conversation, but you didn't look familiar, so I was trying to figure Oh, well.
And I didn't know who you were either, yeah, exactly. other than I knew we had done a radio interview over the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
I got my whole team here.
Terrific,
got Liz
terrific,
and Gail terrific, and Miss Charlene. And Eileen, I know you can't see anybody, but we'll all be down at the recovery zone.
Terrific. And you had quite a background before you ever got here, didn't you?
I did, yes. I've worked in professional sports for a long time. I traveled on the professional women's tennis tour for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we understand athletes. You know, I understand the athlete mentality from the elite professional athlete to just the recreational runner. So,
right.
you know, athletes, they don't want to be told that they can't stay in the game. So we really do our best to try to keep them in the game, keep them safe, and, you know, really try to speed their injury recovery.
Yeah. Well, we invite folks to be down here. Continues, I think, till 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's an extra
Absolutely.
Hour on the market. The St. Pete Saturday morning market is twice its normal size, and it's usually big. But now it's really, really big today for this additional St. Pete Run Fest, Health and Wellness Fest. And boy, what a success for the first time out of the box.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Well, Ryan and Keith, you know, they have really great hearts, and they had a vision of really bringing not just a race to the community, but really having an experience throughout the year leading up to the race. So we love being a part of that.
Thank you so much. Back to normal physical therapy. Again, the location of the website.
Yep, we're right in downtown St. Pete, and the website is back2normalpt, P as in Paul, T as in Tom.com.
Great, terrific.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Lisa Chase from Back to Normal Physical Therapy. Let's walk into the Visit St. Pete Clearwater booth. And you are?
I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And you are?
Craig.
Hello, Craig.
How you doing?
Would you like to talk a little tourism?
Sure.
We are live on RadioSt.Pete.com here on this Saturday morning. It's
Tremendous.
Saturday morning market. St. Pete Run Fest. And how about this for a first-time event in our community?
Not too shabby. Absolutely. Yeah, we're thrilled to be here.
Yes.
Great turnout already.
Yeah.
The sun's just coming out, and the crowd's just going to get bigger. So we're thrilled.
Well, this is an incredible weekend, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we're sitting here with St. Pete Run Fest, the Saturday morning market. There is another major event going on down on Central Avenue today. There's the Symphony at the Mahaffey tonight. There's just go on and on and on. It's not just one event, but many.
It's just like every other weekend. There's so much to do here in Pinellas County. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is actually one of two booths you have here at the Run Fest, and you're also taking entries for an Airstream, I saw.
That is correct. So we've got two locations here at St. Pete Run Fest. Sort of our first booth here is really for the general consumer to come in. We've got all sorts of visitor information here. We're doing register to win. We've got a great swag bag and a really cool giveaway prize, some great freebies as well. So come see us here in the parking lot. But just by the concert stage, we have our Airstream on display, and they're doing a register to win the actual Airstream that is on display there.
Yeah.
So that is just a tremendous addition here to the event.
Absolutely.
And we've got, you know, droves of people kind of heading that way interested in this Airstream.
Right.
So it's a great promotion.
You know, one of the interesting things Visit St. Pete Clearwater has done has kind of adopted the mantra Orlando's beaches, which I think is really interesting because obviously millions and millions of people come to Orlando, and we're the best beach.
Yeah, I would absolutely concur with that. You know, we just want them to know that they've got options. Daytona's obviously right around the corner there, but, you know, if they wanted to head west, we certainly got some great options over here. Clearwater Beach, St. Pete Beach, two of the top five rated beaches in the country. So just making sure that they're educated and, you know, decide to make a trip out here and come see us.
Right. Well, Craig, visit stpclearwater.com is where you can find out how to live amplified. Right?
You got it. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe, for everything.
Yeah, good to see you. A beautiful Saturday morning at the Saturday Morning Market and the first annual St. Pete Run Fest. City of St. Petersburg is here, as well as the Healthy St. Pete Initiative. Who would like to say a word for the city? Does the city speak? Yeah, your name is?
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. And you are handing out a number of interesting things here. You've got some sunglasses. You've got some shirts. And what are your mottos?
We are trying to promote Complete Streets program. We have some City of St. Petersburg opportunities, and we're handing out fun goodies for anyone that likes us on Facebook and Instagram and a hashtag Sunshine's Here. Mm-hmm. And we're hula hooping, we're having some fun over here. Healthy St. Pete is next door to us, and so they're handing out some stuff and giving the community information about all of their programs as well.
Well, yesterday there was a very interesting program at the Et Cultura Festival that we broadcast live relating to the future city. And Complete Streets, you know, was a part of that. So,
wonderful. Thank you.
So there's quite a bit of information here available at the City of St. Petersburg booth. And let's go right next door and hear a little bit about the Healthy St. Pete Initiative. And your name is?
Hi, my name's Kim with Healthy St. Pete. I work in our Parks and Recreation Department.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's a great one.
Oh, thank you. We are very proud of our parks. We work really hard to make sure that they're available and fun for all of our citizens. Healthy St. Pete works to improve live, eat, shop, and play healthy for our citizens. Public health initiative launched in 2015 by our deputy mayor. We have a lot of great things working, working to increase food access, health equity, childhood obesity, reducing that, and just an all-around good program. We've been very lucky to be so well embraced in our healthy city.
Absolutely. And I know that a number of city employees made a whole effort. I know my friend Joe Zioli was very active in that.
Oh, yeah. He really, really got involved. He was part of our ambassadors, our weight loss ambassador. He finalized all of his good work with the Fit City Celebration and 5K run this last April. We hope to do that again. Just really engaging people and taking ownership of their own health, making health the easy choice for them and accessible through all of our citizens.
Well, HealthySt.PeteFL.com.
Yes, visit us on HealthySt.PeteFL.com. We've got a lot of health resources on there.
Right, terrific. Well, it's an easy place to be healthy here, this beautiful site where we are this morning. Isn't this just gorgeous?
The weather could not have been more perfect. I don't know who ordered it, but we'll take it.
Exactly. And it'll be a little cooler tomorrow morning for the running events that begin bright and early at 7:30.
Absolutely. Let's give everybody a nice, great morning and a good start.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. HealthySt.PeteFL.com is the website, the Healthy St. Pete Initiative here for the City of St. Petersburg. And we have Indy Ed School Reimagined. And tell us about your school. Your name is?
Susanna.
Susanna, and your name is?
My name's Rhea.
Rhea? How are you, Rhea?
I'm good, thank you.
And I love your teeth.
Thank you.
Your teeth decorations. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell us about your school.
Well, at our school, we're in an independent school. So this is it's a very new school. This is our second year. So.
And where are you located?
We're located here in downtown St. Pete. And we're selling things to raise money for our school. So we're selling paintings, cards, bookmarks, shirts, and Indie Ed Power Bites for all the runners who are there. They're really good. So, yeah.
And there you go.
They have peanut butter, oats, semi-sweet chocolate chips, honey, chia seeds, brown flax seeds, and coconut flakes.
Excellent. So Indy Ed is School Reimagined, And let's talk to someone a bit older.
I think they did a stellar job.
They explained it completely.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
Christine Lorenzi. We're located in downtown St. Pete at the corner of 3rd Avenue North and 3rd Street currently.
Excellent. So elementary ages?
K through 12. We can service all age levels. It's all ability groups instead of age-based. Yeah. So a second grader who's smart enough to rock and roll with a sixth grader does that, and they move at their own pace. All small groups, and then it's all integrated content in the morning, and then the kids get to pick what they want to learn about in the afternoon, and they actually have to go connect to the real world, talk to experts, learn about it, create, do the things they need to know for their adult lives.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's important to be able to, you know, step up and do what they just did.
Absolutely.
So you have a couple of good people representing the school.
Indeed. Thank you for stopping in.
And what grade level?
K through 12. She was 6th, and we don't typically have grade levels, so we can call it 6th and 4th if you'd like to call it that way.
Yeah, understood.
Exactly.
Understood. Well, that's a good idea.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, thank you. And to find out more about your school, it's indi-ed.com. Good. Thanks so much. Joe Bordeaux here live on RadioSt.Pete.com. The St. Pete Run Fest stage. Let's listen to the Urban Gypsy. Urban Gypsies.
Thank you.
On the St. Pete Run Fest stage here on Saturday morning. If you're listening from out of town, temperatures in the upper 70s, not a cloud in the sky on this Saturday morning. We are in the heart of downtown St. Petersburg, right on the park, right on the bayfront, immediately on the edge of where we are is the Vinoy Basin, the marina, the St. Pete Yacht Club Sailing Center, big marina, all kinds of sailboats, and beyond the marina, of course, Tampa Bay. What a great day this is. We're walking amongst the vendors involved with this year's first annual St. Pete Run Fest. Speak of the devil.
Hey, Joe.
We're live on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Oh,
Joe Zioli.
I'll myself.
Your name has already come up.
Okay.
This morning we were over at the Healthy St. Pete.
Healthy St. Pete. It's a great activity, great events and things.
Yeah, and we talked about how you worked really hard on that project.
Yeah, I was the old age wellness champion last year, ones over 60 years old.
Yeah.
And it was a great experience. Really found out that I still have a little bit of gas left in the tank. And it just took a little bit, somebody to help me focus was the idea. So, and actually, my wife and I are back today. We signed up for the St. Pete Run Fest, the 5K that starts tomorrow.
Right.
And hopefully we'll grow from there over the coming years, maybe, you know, get into the marathon in a couple years.
Wow,
that's the idea.
So. Well, for folks who may not know the name Joe Zioli, your title with the city is?
I'm a managing director for city development administration. So we oversee a lot of the downtown public-private partnerships, work a lot with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Rowdies. East-West Shrine game that's coming up in a few months is part of what we do as well. So a lot of sports activities, the international baseball program, things like that.
Yeah, well, terrific. And I know it's almost a miracle that the promoters of St. Pete Run Fest do this all over the country, but they just happened to live down the street and said, why not do it here?
That was incredible that the group, Ryan and Keith and Claire, have a passion for St. Petersburg, and they decided they'd like to do something for the city and the community, and they've got a great history with putting on events. And so we're really excited about this first year of the St. Pete Run Fest and hope we keep growing it, you know, from this point forward.
Right. Well, this event looks like it's been going on for 25 years, not the first time.
Well, you know, certainly we're right down here in the middle of Saturday morning market, and that's always an incredible thing as well. It's great for the community. It's great weather. You know, hopefully people come out and enjoy it.
Well, Joe Zioli, I know that you're happy the election's over, and now we can focus on finishing a bunch of projects here over the next 4 years.
Absolutely.
The mayor said that the other day.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got a great city, and I think everybody is passionate about the city, and that showed in the elections. And so we're excited that we're going to move forward and just keep things going.
Great, terrific. Joe Zioli, City of St. Petersburg, live on RadioSt.Pete.com at St. Pete Run Fest, the first annual event. Let's move over here and say hello to Dr. Frank Farkas.
Hello, Joe. Nice to see you on this lovely day in the greatest city in America.
Yeah. Well, I was walking by earlier. I saw your booth, and I wanted to come back and talk to you. We met years ago when I was at Valpak, and I believe you were running for office, and, of course, you did serve at public office.
Served 8 years, a wonderful 8 years, serving the citizens of our district in St. Petersburg. Yeah. And it was a great opportunity, and, you know, it's was a wonderful time in my life.
Yep. What and your actual office was at the state level?
It was a state house representative. I served during the time that Jeb Bush was governor, so 1998 through 2006, which seems like a long time ago.
It does. How I know things have changed. It's not kind of the same world that you were in, but before we talk about chiropractic, let's talk a little bit about Florida politics and how do you kind of view things today?
Well, it's definitely different. The system is built on adversity, which is always has been. It wasn't designed to be nice and neat and clean. It was designed to be messy. It's just that now it's messier. And yeah. I think with the advent of social media and, you know, all the internet, that things kind of, issues get maybe overzealous or over-exaggerated. That being said, at the end of the day, you know, we're there to, you know, make a difference in people's lives, and sometimes it's just you know, the process just seems a little messier, but I still have confidence in the system, and things still get done.
Right. Well, your profession is and always has been chiropractic, and you're the Farkas Chiropractic Clinic, and how did you run into the Jordans and St. Pete Run Fest?
Well, my daughter is now, in fact, we're doing, as you were, I've been in practice 38 years, and usually wait for patients to come see you, and with the advent of pain management and opioids, and we're seeing such a huge influx of people that are on narcotics, we decided to do a community outreach to try and find people that maybe didn't know to find us first, but go out and educate them and see if we can help them. And so it's been a great experience. So we're out here now at the Run Fest talking to people about, you know, wellness, you know, how to not just get well, which people need, but a lot of the runners knew some of that, but also how to stay well. And so we offer chair massages to some people that come through, but the big thing is spinal screens to see if chiropractic might be a benefit to they should put in their health system or in their health picture. And we're seeing, again, more people utilizing it and more people getting the benefit. The more people we see that utilize chiropractic, their insurance rates are down. They take less more narcotics. They take less drugs, less hospitalization, and they live a better lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. Have there been any significant changes in chiropractic this generation? Technology affecting you at all?
Oh, of course. The techniques, the treatments we use. You know, different types of therapies, but also different types of diagnostic testing too. But at the end of the day, it's still about the realignment of the spine, making sure the nervous system is working at its optimal level. And what's really neat is now is all we're seeing is what we thought was anecdotal results. All the studies show it. Medicare, the federal government, all the different other governments across the world, the different big companies, insurance companies, workers' comp. It just shows how, you know, for most back injuries or headache injuries, spinal injuries, chiropractic should be the first choice, not the last choice. And we see that people get better and for less money, and they're back to work sooner, and they're back to their normal life faster.
Dr. Frank Farkas, good to see you again.
Joe, it's great to be out here. Thank you again.
And they can find you at Farkas, F-A-R-K-A-S, clinic.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, doctor.
All right.
Well, let's talk about Orange Theory.
All right, excellent. Well, Orange Theory is a full-body one-hour workout.
And your name is?
My name is Megan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
We're live on Radio St. Pete.
All right. Well, wonderful.
Yeah, okay. Now, what are you doing here?
Well, we're a full-body one-hour workout. We focus on endurance, strength, and power. We monitor your heart through the five different zones on a live heart rate monitor throughout the studio on TV screens. We have a trainer in studio to make sure that you're not over or under training yourself at all. And that's what Orange Theory is.
Wow. And orangetheoryfitness.com is the website. Where are you located?
We have all locations all over Pinellas and Hillsborough County. We have Tyrone, 4th Street, South Tampa, downtown St. Pete. We're located all over here and across the country as well.
Right. OrangeTheoryFitness.com. Thank you, Megan.
Oh, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Great looking exhibit. And I really should ask, what is this vehicle in front of me? It's a vehicle that doesn't seem to go anywhere.
It's a water rower. So okay. It's totally controlled by the user, and it creates resistance in the water. It's 60% legs. You push back, 20% core, and 20% arms and back.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now yes. She's doing it. And wow, that is, you can see that's a workout, and it's monitored and timed and everything.
That's right. Yep. It'll show the meter she's rode, her wattage, and the time on there.
Wow.
So
wow.
She's killing it right now.
It is the water rower, and you can see it today at Orange Theory Fitness at their exhibit right here on the bayfront in St. Petersburg at the first annual RunFest Health and Fitness Festival at the Saturday Morning Market. Thank you so much for the demo. That was cool.